Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I was in the meeting and that is the reason.
You're right. You had me worried for a
Yeah.
minute. I'm still worried.
Like why you worried, sir?
Sorry?
Like why you are worried?
Well, where's my money? Where's my money?
Yes, I have just simply talked to them. So that's why I'm not understanding why it is taking some time. So I'm also waiting for the update, sir. Once I got the update, I'll just inform you, sir. It will be coming today at any point of time, sir. That's why I'm just waiting.
You promised me that early this morning.
Yes, I know that, sir. That is the reason I'm also talking to them. That's why.
Who's them?
In the
Who's them? Who's them?
Post office people, the post office people, because they have already redeemed it, and that's why they have just already give me the confirmation that today at any point of time it will be going to be credited, sir.
Right.
Please don't
Okay.
be get worried. Please don't be get worried.
Well, where's the $4,000 that was taken from my Bendigo account? Where's that?
Yeah, let me just tell you. I've also got the confirmation that is not going anywhere due to the security things. It has been getting just simply hidden, and it will be reversed back either today. It will be reversed back either today.
It'll be put back today.
Yeah, it will be put back today. It will be
Okay.
coming back. Yeah.
All right. I've trusted you all this time. I hope you're going to let me down, that's all.
No, sir. That's why if I would be the wrong person, why should I will just call you back to just inform you, sir.
What
Try to
time?
understand.
What time? Hey?
I understand, sir. That is the reason. Once I got the confirmation, I'll let you know, sir.
Well,
Okay.
what time could that be? What time could that be?
It could be before 12 any point of time, before 12 in the night any point of time. So that's why once I got the update from them that what time it will be credited, I'll just giving you a call and inform you, sir, the amount has been credited.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Please do not get worried. You just take rest. I am there, sir. I'm just looking onto it, sir. I'm waiting for the confirmation. I have just talked to the people. We are in the meeting. We are just looking on to it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, have you achieved your objective? Did you catch the fellow? Have you caught the fellow?
The thing is that the investigation is still going on, and that's why we just got the confirmation. Investigations, they have just simply look at the devices. They have just simply looking on the data. All right, the data's where those data are coming from or where those data are going from. So they are just looking onto it. The operation is just going on. So they have just told us that the operation will be ended at 5 o'clock, and they will just provide us the information in between that time. Like from like what is the name of the people's each and every information.
So regardless of the result of those investigations, the money will be back in my account.
Correct, absolutely correct. So as I told you that so everything will be coming today because they have just again and again there will be the thing is that sir. The amount is already taken out from our account. The check has already just simply getting redeemed, right? But it will be taking some time to just credit it to your account. That is the reason we are also waiting for the response. Because while just we talk to the post office people, they have already told us, because if we are just going to call them again and again and talk to them again and again, they will be frustrated, okay? They have already told us that all the checks are getting redeemed, and at any point of time, the amount is going to be credited. So once the amount will be credited, we got the confirmation, we will just let you know. They have just told us. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what time do you think you might be able to contact me?
I'll just giving you a call in between 7 to 9 o'clock, sir. In between 7 to 9 o'clock. After 5 o'clock, once I got the updates from the investigation, I'll just giving you a call in between 7 to 9, or make it near about 8:30 to 9 o'clock. That will be good for me.
It won't be good for me. I've got to go to a meeting tonight. So,
at what time you need to go for the meeting?
The meeting starts at 7:30.
Okay, and when you just come back to the home, just tell me at what time you just came back to the home.
Oh, hard to say. We normally try to be finished by 9 o'clock, but it could be after that. I just can't guarantee what time it will be. But
okay, and do you have any idea you will reach your home at 9:30 or 10 o'clock?
Yeah, well, definitely before 10 o'clock, yes.
Before 10 o'clock. Should I make it in between 9:30 to 10 o'clock? I'll just giving you a call and you need to receive that call. That's all.
Yes.
It will be? Yeah. So please, you just take rest. Nothing will be going anywhere. Your phones are safe and we are just looking onto it, because it is already just taken out from our account either, from our business account. So that's why we are just waiting for the confirmation and we will let you know, sir. I'm not going to let you down, okay? So please do not take any stress, all right? You understand?
Yes. Just one question I have for you. That last transaction, you moved funds from one account to another line and then transferred that to another account.
Yeah, let me tell you the reason. Let me tell you the reason. First, you need to be relaxed and you need to understand each and everything. The thing is that you have three accounts, sir. Okay, you have from the SunCrop, you have from the Bendigo, and you just have the account from either from the Commonwealth, correct? Now, first, let me just tell you what we have just found. Your all of the accounts are interlinked. You transfer the funds from your Commonwealth to your Bendigo, correct? Sometimes, or from your Bendigo to your Commonwealth?
Yes.
You do that. You need to understand. And sometimes, have you ever transferred your funds from your SunCrop to Bendigo or from your Bendigo to SunCrop?
No.
You never ever?
No.
But you need to understand, your informations are the same informations which you registered with the Bendigo, which you registered with the SunCrop, and which you registered, which you registered from the Commonwealth, correct? Now, the thing is that you just use your details by logging with the same Wi-Fi, by using the same internet. Understand? I just simply want to tell you, yesterday I have already told you, is your device is on, we need to connect the computer to the security server, but you are not responding me. The problem is that you need to understand, if the roots of the tree are damaged, that means the branch is also getting damaged, correct? So that is the thing. If your Wi-Fi is getting infected, whatever the device you have connected to the internet line is also getting affected, not even your mobile phone, the computer either, but you are just simply disclosing the things you're not giving me the chance, or you're not explaining all the things, you're hiding the things from me, and that's why. And in future, we don't want anything mess will be happened with you. You understand my point? Because everything is getting interlinked, sir.
Before the contact that you made with me, I was not aware of any money going out of my account. I thought was only concerned about the Commonwealth. And then you brought up about the Bendigo account, and then nothing had moved. That seemed relatively secure. up until the movement of money last night when you are
just thinking about the money, sir. The money is not going anywhere. I have just told you. All right. You are just thinking about the funds, but you are not thinking about the people who are just getting inside it and they are trying to stealing the information.
Yeah. Well, what's the progress there then? What's the progress? I mean,
you caught six
of the seven.
Yeah.
You're up to the last one, aren't you? Is that right?
Correct. And as I told you, that at 5 o'clock or at 6 o'clock, the investigation will be going to be ended, and at 6 o'clock we are going to get the branch people before closing the branch. All right, you need to understand at 4 o'clock the branch working will be done, but that doesn't mean the bank will be closed. The back office working is going on from where the data will be getting leaked. Understand? So at 6 o'clock the investigation will be done and we will get the people. We will get the information, the last one from the branch. We will caught them red-handed, all right? And then the investigation will be done. And yeah.
So the suspect is within the bank. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I have already mentioned you the suspect. We have just got the information, because while we just tracing those people through the network, we have just got the notifications. They are from the Sydney branch. In the different location, there will be the different branch, and we have just got that it will be in the Sydney branch. And that's why today in the Sydney time, once the branch will be opened, the investigation has been started. The sting operation will be started. Understand?
That's why.
So I understand that sometimes it will be taking some more time. I totally understand. But you did not need to be worried about anything. I am with you, sir. I have told you. You need to understand that. I've told you each and everything. I'm trying my best to just simply recover from all those things. You go to your job. You go to your, meeting. Be relaxed. Once you reach your home, I'll get in touch with you near about 9:30 or in between 10 o'clock. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. Yeah.
Right, everyone.
And you... Okay, so once you reach your home, you have the email. You just send me an email. Yes, Ron, I have reached the home. Please call me back so that I'll just got the update from the server that you have received home, and then I'll just giving you a call back, okay?
So those emails I sent did reach you?
Yes, because I have just simply get the updates from my department that you have sent any email that please call us like that.
Yeah.
Please call me like that. And that's why I have just, I'm just coming out from the meeting and just call you immediately.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So you take care of yourself. Please do not get worried about anything. Okay. I'll be just taking care of the things. Okay. I'm just handling those things. You take care of yourself, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye. Yeah.